Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 45 degrees.
DXQ testing on the 38 Burton. KDA-DXQ clear. KDA-DXQ testing on Benton. KDA-DXQ clear.
Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 52 degrees.
KDA-DXQ via Echo Link.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 57 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
WAC Mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees.
KD8IWS Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees.
This is W8FQ testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. WD8PKL. Over here by Saginaw. Bob here. You're getting through the repeater perfectly. Yeah, thank you. I'm at the repeater site, so I am literally touching the repeater right now. And so I was just trying to see if everything was working. We did some work on the GPS units for this thing and making sure everything's copacetic. I do appreciate the check, though. Let me know it's all working.
Yeah, I believe he's on the 3-1, John. Are you making it? The link's working perfectly. KCAD-LQ.
Okay, real good. And I think I hear Paul in there as well. Yeah, Paul. Yeah, we're working on the Mount Clemens right now. We just, I finally got the GPS puck for the RTCM outside because I kept losing master clock. It was weird. Every morning around 7 a.m. for about half an hour, I would drop and lose master clock. I'd lose my GPS. Now, it was in a northern exposure window, so I think the sun coming up had something to do with it, you know, or something. I don't know. Weird. But we just got it outside. And plus I got the Mount Clemens GMRS machine back online, Big Wub, right?
Good deal. I'm just portable here on the front porch, repairing the squirrel damage from over the winter, getting that all taken care of. I was just taking a little bit of a break. Them buggers, they do some serious damage.
Okay, I'll let you get back to it then. I appreciate the check, and I'm going to get to other things. We got two or three machines we're working on right now. Take care. W8FU.
Talk to you later, Sean, and have a good afternoon. I'll be monitoring this, and I'll see him into KCHELQ.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 74 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is Kate Lyon.
A8YNU, good evening, this is NAWCB. How was your day today? I mean, hey, you're now three quarters of the way through and one more to go.
It was horrible. I was called to call all day and I just never could catch up. So, how was your day?
Well, I remember you saying kind of wait and see on tomorrow what it was going to bring, and sadly, I guess that happened, and I guess it's behind you, whatever it's called, it's all days, it I guess makes the day move along, but we're doing pretty good here. Got to enjoy sitting outside earlier this morning. It's a beautiful day, beautiful breeze. Listen to some of the Keystones on the radio today, and we can get in or try to check in, but just go
good conversation, or you just got to listen to them?
No, I just listened in a couple of pieces there on the dark, the dark repeater today. I didn't try to check in anywhere. I thought, hey, you know what? I'm just going to listen and just kind of kick back and relax today. It was just nice. The morning was peaceful here and not a lot of traffic or people out. It was beautiful weather just to sit outside. And definitely a rewarding time.
Good. Sounds like a good day today. Did you get my email about the upcoming meeting?
Yes, I did. Yes, it is. I definitely changed some plans there, and yeah, I got the Windlink section training section. I think that'll be favorable for the group at that specific time. Glad Riley is going to be able to come down and help out in that way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about it. A lot of guys have been asking about it, so it'll be a good class, and definitely works out with meetings and stuff. So bump it in a week, it'll be good.
Well, sometimes you got to be flexible in that regard. You can always have a nap this week, like getting in the email, and like you say, I think this is something that's needed. I think Windlink is the wave of things right now, and definitely in using it, obviously, was used in that, that sounds like, and just like I say, I think it's the wave of the future there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely, it's good to learn, and with the sets and different things with the state, that's kind of the way the preferred way to turn forms in, and so to have it, it's nice to know.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it's, I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I'm sure it's an upgrade to packets from the past. Being able to use it, I know the state would indicate there are the digital mode there that they were sending every half hour or so. Updates and let's say it's to be able to submit a report in to them, and again, that's part of the everyday process. When the airwaves are tied up, you don't have that available. You got the electronic means to be able to do it.
Definitely for sure. So it's good. It's exciting. It's going to be a good class. Looking forward to it. And for sure, hopefully we'll get a lot of sign-ups for it. But I know there's quite a few that have asked about it or have asked when we're going to do it. So it's going to be good.
Yes, I agree. And again, that's one of many types of training sessions that can take place. I think that's a high priority right now, because again, the other surrounding counties use it quite a bit, and so that will make it more compatible and knowledgeable with them in its use.
Yeah, definitely. It's like I said, it's a
nice to know. It's good to have, good tool to have, and the way to get forms in and communicate. So it'll be good.
Do we have any more check-ins before we get the bill?
And, we'll work on something else once we get that dealt back. Yes, I agree on that. I agree. And plus, you know, with your circumstances this week, you weren't going to be able to attend. Now how it works out, because you'll be able to attend that training session. Yeah, it works out nicely. It does. So it'll be good. It'll be just, good to have, so I'm excited about it. Absolutely. I'd be interested to see, you know, to be able to communicate, you know, if you're throughout the state here, and I'm sure, and to be able to try out maybe some meetings while you're up north there. We might train on that. That might be the next training activity. There is send out a Winlink message or send out some type of Winlink form or something. That way, kind of get some practice on it, get to know it, and understand what we're doing with it. So. Yes, there you go. Just practice, see how it works, see how it's going to practice as a group. Again, these are the times to do it. During the down times, might as well. And, you know, Micah, he's up on it as well. Okay. That's a good thing as well. Any WC? Yeah, I thought about too, seeing if maybe we could do a horror show or something like that type of training class. I know that might take up a little bit more time, but we'll see about that. I'm kicking more ideas around, so we'll see. There again, there's another mode, and again, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that have done that. I got in under the no code there years ago. There, the tech light, you can always learn, and there's been always others that have done it. I'm sure could pick up a key and just have at it there. And again, it's another means of communication. It's a good source of communication there too. I mean, definitely don't want it to become a lost art. It's an art that's fading, but I think that it's important to know and important to have and. Get it before it's gone, you know. Yes, exactly. I think that's something that kind of scared me off years ago. In fact, Mr. Hart got me Morse code key and something with a buzzer there that we hooked up, and I was kind of neat there, practiced it a little bit, and like I say, it just got so busy with other things. Didn't apply myself probably the way I should have. Should have picked up on it and learned it. It's even a lot easier as a younger person to do it than somebody that's mind starts to wear and tear there a little bit. The shifting gears don't work very good anymore. I figure you could probably pick up.
It's pretty easy. It takes a little bit of work, but I think you can do it.
I have been working on it. Picked up on a lot of the letters and was able to transmit there, send a message. It's just perceiving that I'm struggling with, but, like I say, if you have the time, pick it back up. It's not going to put a lot of pressure upon myself to do it. If I can, great. If not, enjoy this form of communication, and that's what we're working to run with there.
Yeah, that's just, there's no pressure, there's no rush to get it down, and I've been studying my general license, trying to get that all down pat, because I'm going to upgrade here once, the bird almost hit the car, that's funny. I'm going to try to upgrade if I can, and get my general up.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Again, I think in where you're at right now, that would probably be a good upgrade for you, and something to look forward to the future. And I know that if Micah gets aboard, he probably is upgraded as well. But getting you more privileges and again with responsibilities. Let's say some of these guys, set up a park. Day and those kinds of things that make a lot of contacts there out there. So if you can use some voice, WLO, all those different modes of communication, call in there.
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of fun, and it'll open up in a whole new set of frequencies. Different things, so it'll be good. Good upgrade.
Yeah, there you go. There you go on that one. So, like I say, I'm thinking about it, and something else that comes up. To be able to sit down and do it, and study it, and then put it down, and weeks later, have something else going, try to pick it back up again. I want to be able to consistently do that. Like I did years ago, when I studied the tech, I was able to get on there once a day and work with that. And it just seems like there's always other things going on. Do what we can do, and take it from there.
Right, exactly. Got to go with what time you've got, and different things. So take a little bit of time here and there, and upgrade when we can. But it's good. It's good stuff to have. I've enjoyed ham radio. It's been a lot of fun. The whole hobby itself is a lot of fun.
Yes, I concur with you on that one. I agree. It is a lot of fun to work with. Even if you don't have the equipment yet, the need might be there. On HF for some reason to be able to pay, just for the fun of it. But hey, you'll have it, and who knows? You might build out that shack a little bit more.
Okay, Wayne. The goal is to get another radio. This time get an HF rig. Once I get my general, that's my reward to myself. So.
they come and see me. Yes, absolutely. I don't blame his care. If you're able to get it, hey, why not? You know, let's take it. If you're able to buy new, that's great. You know, there's a lot of ham radio flops coming, dates coming up here soon, and you know, there's a lot of opportunity for flops to buy new equipment. There's stuff that's out there. Up with other hands out there too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I know the two door magnets have been pretty cool because I made some contacts that way. I was heading into church the one day and a guy stopped me. He's like, "You're in ham radio." He's like, "What frequency do you transmit on?" And I told him, you know, I'm back right now. I'm working on my general and. You know, I told him a little bit about ARPSC, and he's like, "I'm gonna have to look you guys up."
And definitely, it's a good, like I say, it's a good conversation starter, and you know, people ask questions about that. You know, whether you got a roof antenna on the roof of your car, or the magnet mounts there, again, it's a good advertisement for ARPSC and actually ham radio in general. So, yeah, absolutely, I think that's great. And, you know, hey, somebody at church, you know, that's even better. Hopefully they're ham or hopefully they'll be interested in it.
Yeah, definitely. It was a ham. I missed his call sign because I was just kind of thrown back that he came up and talked to me and surprised me on that. Maybe get his call sign here the next time I see him and get some more time to sit down and talk with him. So, but it's been good. It's been good. We have had a lot of good contacts. A lot of good people, you know, stop and ask, hey, what's ARPSC, and so it's good advertisement, but you know, it's also good for the hobby as well.
I agree on that one, and of course you can know his name too. You can always look him up on QRZ also, and I'm sure you know, get some information there, get his call sign that way. Some of the guys, they put down a little bit of information about themselves or what equipment they have, or, you know, just there was really some interesting accounts on some of these guys I look up on QRZ. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll have to do that. I'll have to look him up and see what his call sign is, but go from there. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and relax and enjoy the beautiful weather, but I appreciate the QSO on the way north and good conversation, and looking forward to talking tomorrow. Hopefully guys get out and spend some time outside, enjoy the weather, and enjoy dinner tonight. Mother's Day, but you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here soon. This is Dude Flying at You, and I'm clear of the channel.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good evening.
All right.
21 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 53 degrees.